Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, seven lines up from the bottom of the Amud. And the Gemara is now explaining the din of somebody who forgot to mention Shabbos or Yontav or Rosh Chodesh and Birkas Hamazon. Yosef Rabbi Zera Chorei de Rav Gidol. Yosef Rav Gidol Kamei de Rav Huna. So Rav Zera is sitting behind Rav Gidol, and Rav Gidol is sitting behind in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef Ikamar. And Rav Gidol is saying in front of Rav Huna the following din: Ta'a v'lo hizkir shal Shabbos in Birkas Hamazon. He left out Shabbos. He did not recite Ritzei V'Chlitzenu. Omer Baruch Shenasan Shabbosos L'mnucha Li'amo Yisrael Bi'ahava Li'os U'Libris Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. So that he has a fallback position, and in event that he forgot Ritzei V'Chlitzenu, he should say this short bracha, and he's yotze his chiyuv, and there's no need to repeat Birkas Hamazon. The Rif has a slightly different gears here. Baruch Asher Nasan Shabbos Menucha Li'amo Yisrael Li'os Ulebris. He doesn't have the word Bi'ava. And some say that we do say the word Vi'ava only on Shabbos, but not on Yontif, because Hilchas Shabbos, which were given and mandated to Klal Yisrael when they were in Mora, they accepted it Mi'ava, other mitzvahs, they were Mekabel at Har Sinai, and it was Kof Olam Har Kigigis. So only on Shabbos can we say Vi'ava. Now, the pasuk says, "V'shomrei Yisrael Shabbos, lasa Shabbos tor samvris olam, beinu v'hem b'di Yisrael siluy olam," and therefore we say, "Li'os ulebris." Now, if you look at Tosas Dibur Maskil Baruch, he's bothered. Why do we say a baruch at the beginning of this bracha? L'choret smucha l'chavrata. He's reciting this bracha after Boni Yerushalayim, and Tosas answers that since this bracha, as formulated by Chazal, was not established by Kfius, therefore we only recite it as a separate bracha in a case where we forgot Ritzei V'Chlitzenu. It's not called a bracha smucha l'chavrata. The Rashba writes that we should mention the Shem Hashem in the psicha, the bracha, and in the chasima. You should say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shenasan Shabbos U'Menucha Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. The Ravid says that we don't mention the shame, but rather we should recite it exactly as it's written in the text of our Gemara. And we have many brachas that don't have a shame. If they don't have a kfius, we leave out the shame. Amar Le Rav Huna turns to Rav Gidol and he sends the following: Man Amra. Do you know if this din was said by someone else, or is this your own chiddush? And Rav Gidol answers, Rav. Rav was the one who said this din. Now, the reason that Rav Gidol himself, mitchila, didn't say this din in the name of Rav is because he was a Talmud of Rav. Everybody knew that any halacha that he said, it was in the name of Rav. He was just passing on that tradition, that transmission of the Torah. The Tzlach doesn't understand why is it that Rav Gidol is saying this Shmua Zu, and Rav Huna is asking me Amra, and Rav Gidol Amar that he said it in the name of Rav. Wouldn't it be logical, more logical perhaps, to interpret that Rav Huna was the one who said this Memra, Rav Gidol said who me Amra, and Rav Huna responded Rav Amra, and that's the Mashmos of the Gemara later on, Adaf Mem Tes Amid Beis, that the din is said in the name of Rav Huna Amar Rav. In any event, the Gemara says, Avi Yosef Ka'omar, Rav Gidol was sitting and he said in front of Rav Huna, Tov lo hizkir sheyantif b'Birkas Hamazon. Now it's the omitted Yalav Yovo. There's a similar bracha that he could add to the Birkas Hamazon to replace Yalav Yovo. Omer, Baruch Shenasan Yomim Tovim L'Yamo Yisrael L'Simcha U'L'Zikaron Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Now the word Simcha here is understood because there's a special mitzvah on Yontif, of course, of V'samachta v'chagecha. But what is the addition of the word l'zikaron? And if you take a look in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, the Gir says l'sasan l'simcha, they omit the word l'zikaron. The Rosh has actually l'sasan l'simcha u l'zikaron. Perhaps the word zikaron is taken from Rosh Hashanah, but I don't know why it should apply to all Yom Tovim. The Meiri writes in the name of the Gedolei HaMefarshim that he has to mention in this bracha the name, the specific name of that chag. And he recites Baruch Shanasan Tovim, Yom Tovim Lisol Simcha Zikaron, Es Yom Chag HaMatzos, and say whichever holiday it is. Now, if Yontif is Chal on Shabbos, and he forgets in Birkas Mazon both Ritzei and Yalav Yovo, then he integrates both of them into one bracha, and he says, Baruch Shanasan Shabbosos Limnucha V'Yom Tovim L'Yam Yisrael L'Simcha. And that you'll see in Tosfos Divrei Maskil Baruch. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that these brachos have a chasima with a baruch, because these are brachos aruchos, which has a din of poseach b'baruch v'chosein b'baruch. There are two different motifs here. There's Shabbos, which is la'os bris, and there's yontif, which is l'sasa l'simcha. And we have a klal that if you have a bracha rucha, a bracha that has different motifs, then you're chosin b'baruch. Omer le'Rav Huna said, man omra. And Rav Gidl said, Rav. Hadar Yosef v'kamar. Again, Rav Gidl is sitting in front of Rav Huna, and he's saying, Tov lo hiske shal Rosh Chodesh. He leaves out Yal V'yovah Rosh Chodesh in benching. Omer, he should say, Baruch Shenosan Rosh Chodeshim Li'amal Yisrael Lizikaron. And here the word Lizikaron makes sense, because Rosh Chodesh is always called Lizikaron. Now, again, if he left out both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos in a case of an overlap, then Kolom B'Broch Achas, again, that Tosis Dimri Maschil Baruch. When Rav Zeret said over this din that Rav Gidl said in front of Rav Huna, he added, V'lo yadan, I don't know, I omer bas simcha, I lo omer bas simcha. Did Rav Gidl mention simcha in the bracha of Rosh Chodesh? In other words, did he say l'zikaron u'l'simcha? We don't have the word simcha. Maybe he just said zikaron as we have it in that text. And furthermore, I don't know, says Rav Zeira, I chasimba, I lo chasimba. Was there a chasima in Rav Gidl's bracha of Baruch Makadish Yisrov Rosh Chodeshim, just like there's a chasima in Shabbos V'yontif, or not? Because that's also omitted from the text. It says Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodeshim Li'am Yisrov Zikaron. And also, I don't know, I didei, I derabei. Did Rav Gidl say this din on his own, or in the name of his Rebbe Rav, like he did in the other dinim of Shabbos and Yontif? So all this was unknown to Rabbi Zeira. The Gemara now quotes another story, Gidol bar Maniomi Havika Koi Kame de Rav Nachman. Gidol was standing in front of Rav Nachman, and Tor Rav Nachman, in this case, Rav Nachman made a mistake in Birkas HaMazon. He didn't mention Shabbos or Yontif. And here we turn to Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. V'hoda l'resha. And he went back and he repeated Birkas HaMazon. And this is based on what we said back on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, that if somebody doesn't mention Yalav Yov in Tefillah, after he finishes his tefillah, and he was Oker Yodov and Okeraglov, and he remembers that he left out Yalav Yov, he has to return to the beginning of tefillah and repeat tefillah. And Birkas HaMazon, the siyum of the bracha, is considered exactly like Akiras HaGlayim. Once he completes the bracha, therefore, if he didn't mention Shabbos or Yontiv, and he reminds himself after he was Messiah in the bracha, then he has to go back to the beginning of Birkas Hamazon, Ayn Rashi di Ramaskal Vahodar. The Rashba explains, in the name of Rabbi Sena Tzarfatim, that even though he hasn't said the bracha of Atova Meitiv, nevertheless, once he was Messiah, the brachas that are Doraisa, the first three brachas, and it's considered as if he was Messiah Birkas Hamazon, therefore he has to repeat the Birkas Hamazon again, go back to the beginning, and that's the opinion of the Rambam as well. The Rashba is bothered by this, because since he was Messiah the bracha, and the Siyum HaBracha is considered like Akiris Raglayim, then what difference does it make whether he began the bracha of Atov HaMeitiv or not? Even if he hasn't started the next bracha, he's going to have to go back to the Rosh, to the beginning of Birkas HaMazon, because he's already gomer the brachas that came before them. The Rashba cites a Ravid who he agrees with that holds that even if he was Messiahim the Brachos, which are Chayiv min HaTorah, he started with Birchas HaTova Meitiv, nevertheless, he's not worse than the din of someone who says Tachnunin after Tefillah. And therefore, if he reminds himself that he left out Yalav Yovo, and in the case of Tefillah, if he hasn't finished his Tachnunim, he doesn't have to go back L'Rosh, he just goes back to the beginning of Ritzeh, that's not considered a Siyum HaTefillah. So the same thing applies in Birkas HaMazon. If he hasn't finished Birkas Tova Meitiv, he hasn't finished the Bracha. And therefore, if he reminds himself that he omitted Ritzeh or Yalav Yov, he doesn't have to be Chozer to the Tchilas Birkas HaMazon, but rather go back to Birkas Bonei Yerushalayim. And fascinating that the Ravid has this mirror imaging between Tefillah and Birkas HaMazon, Tachnunim after Tefillah, is paralleled in Birkas HaMazon by Hatova Meitiv. However, the Ra'ah, one of the great Rishonim of Sfarad, he says that you should not equate the bracha of Tova Meitiv to Tachnunin after a Tefillah, because there the Tachnunin is a Hemshech of the Tefillah, but here the Chachomim were Koveya a separate bracha unto itself of Hatova Meitiv. In fact, Bonei Yerushalayim ends with Amen. And that Amen is the closure of all the three brachos that form the Chiyuv D'Oraisa of Birkas HaMazon. And Tova Meitiv is only Midrabanan, it's a separate independent bracha, it has a Psicha B'Baruch, it follows the Amen, and therefore, says the Ra'ah, once he began a Tova Meitiv, we consider it as if he was Messiahim, the brachos Rishonos, and therefore he has to be Chozer L'Rosh. The Rosh likewise, here in Simon Chav Gimel, writes that there's no equation here between Birkas HaMazon and Tefillah, but for a different reason. He says, even if I were to say that Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv is not a Siyum of the Bracha, meaning of Birkas HaMazon, nevertheless he would still have to go back to the beginning of Birkas HaMazon and not to the beginning of Bonei Yerushalayim, because all three Brachos Rishonos of Birkas HaMazon are one indivisible entity. And whenever you have to be Chozer, you have to go back to the beginning of Birkas HaMazon. And it's similar in Tefillah to the three brachos Rishonos, the three brachos Achronos that form a unit, and if you make a mistake in any of them, then you have to go back to that, the beginning of that unit. You don't split the entity into parts. The Gemara says, V'ha Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav Ta'a. If he makes a mistake in Birkas HaMazon and he omits Yalav Yovo on Yontif, he omits Ritzeh Machlitzenu on Shabbos, Omer Baruch Shenosan, why are you telling us that he has to go back to the beginning of Birkas HaMazon? We have another alternative option to recite a bracha that we add as a replacement for Yalav Yovo or Ritzeh Machlitzenu. Omer Leser of Nachman answers, Lav Itmar Lo, didn't we learn with regard to this din? Amar Rav Menashe Bar Tachlif Amar Rav Lo Shanu, this din doesn't apply that if you forgot Yalav Yovo or Ritzeh, and therefore he has to go back to the beginning. Ela Shelo Pasach Be HaTov HaMeitiv Al Pasach HaTov HaMeitiv Chozer L'Rosh. Once he began the next bracha, that was a siyum of his first three brachos, and he has to go back to the beginning. So that's the way Rav Nachman has it. so that you can only add, you're only allowed to add this separate bracha of Baruch Shenasan, etc., to replace the Ritzeh or the Yal V'Yovo if you haven't started the next bracha. Once you started the next bracha, then there's no way of wedging in an additional bracha to replace the Yal V'Yovo, the Ritzeh. Now, what does it mean he began the next bracha? Well, what's considered, you know, the point of no return? If he hasn't mentioned the shame of Hatova Meitiv, in other words, he starts with Baruch, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, that's already the beginning of Hatova Meitiv. And if he hasn't said Hashem, he said Baruch Atah, then he can add that special bracha as a replacement. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings a Chai Adam that even if he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he still could add that bracha by continuing and saying Asher Nosen Shabbosos L'Menucha, etc. It's only when he was Mamshich and he said Hakel, at that point it's too late. But if he reminds himself before the word Hakel, after Ha'olam, that's okay. The Bir Aloch is not sure that he understands this Chai Adam. He says the reason why, if he began a Tova Meitiv, he can't go back, he cannot wedge in or insert the Bracha Baruch Shenasan Shabbos L'Menucha, etc., is because he was Mesiach Das, he had a Hefsik from the Brachos Rishonos. And therefore, who cares if he hasn't yet said the word Hakel? He already was Mesiach Das, and therefore he doesn't have the option of adding that bracha as a substitute bracha. Omar of Idi Bar Ovin, Omar of Amram, Omar of Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Tov Lo Hiskis, Rosh Chodesh Betfilo, Machzirin Oso, Bebirkas Amozan, Ein Machzirin Oso, which means that in Tefillah, he has to repeat. Again, we're talking about Tefillah Sayom, because Arvis we said Ein Machzirin Oso, but with regard to Birkas Hamazon Ein Machzirin Oso, that means even though he began Birkas Hatova Meitiv, he doesn't go back to the beginning of Birkas Hamazon. However, if he hasn't begun Birkas Hatova Meitiv, he should say Baruch Shenasan Shabbos L'Menucha, etc., etc., as we saw in Rav Gidl on Amud Aleph. The Baal Amor has a unique shita. He writes that this statement of Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, that if he omits Yal V'Yovo from Birkas Hamazon Rosh Chodesh Ein Machzirin Oso, is a plukta. He's arguing against the statement of Rav Huna, who says that if you forget Yal V'Yovo Rosh Chodesh in Birkas Hamazon, you have to recite Baruch Shenasan. According to Shmuel, if he reminds himself on Rosh Chodesh before he began Hatova Meitiv, he doesn't have to be mashlim, he doesn't have to find a substitute for the Azkar of Rosh Chodesh. The Ramban has a long arichas here arguing against the Baal Amor, and he says that everybody agrees that if he reminds himself before Birkas Hatov Meitiv, he has to say the bracha, the replacement bracha, Baruch Shenasan, Shabbos L'Menucha, and that Amira is not included in the din of Ein Machzirin Oso, so that's a separate din. So that's going to be a plukta in the Rishon. Amalei Rav Idi Bar Ovin L'Rav Amram, Maishna Tefillah Maishna Birkas Hamazon. Why is it that Toeh B'Tefillah, he omitted Yal V'Yovo, he has to go B'Choz L'Rosh, but not in the case of Birkas Hamazon? Amalei, so Rav Amram responded to Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Af L'Didi Kashli, I had the same question, U'Sheilatia L'Rav Nachman, I asked this question to Rav Nachman, who said this, brought this statement, the tradition in the name of Shmuel, V'Yomer Ili Rav Nachman, Minei demar Shmuel lo shmile. And Shmuel did not give me any explanation. But let's look at this ourselves and see if we can come up with a svara. Tfila dechovahi. A person has to daven every day, and therefore, if he makes a mistake and he doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh Machzirin Oso, but Birkas Mizona, di boy ochel, di boy lo ochel. Birkas Mizona is not an absolute unconditional chiyuv like tefillah is. Person decides he wants to eat as soon as pas, he's chayiv in Birkas HaMazon, but if he decides he doesn't want to eat pas, he's not chayiv in Birkas HaMazon, and therefore ein machzirin oso. If he omits Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. Now, even though Rosh Chodesh is a day in which there's an Isur Tainis, but nevertheless there's no chiyuv of achilas pas, he can eat anything he wants, it doesn't require Birkas HaMazon, and he's fine. So there's no chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv to be Mazgir Rosh Chodesh in Bracha, and that's not like Yontif, where a person is chayev to eat a pas. The Meiri writes that Rashoi Odom Shalom Lechol B'Rosh Chodesh Me'uma, he can even fast on Rosh Chodesh, and the Meiri holds there's no Isur Tainis on Rosh Chodesh, unless he has a tainus of Avelus and Tsar. The Rashba writes that since the reason Ein Chozel L'Rosh is because he's not mechuyev to eat pas, therefore if Rosh Chodesh is chal on Shabbos, even if he mentioned Shabbos in Ritzei, but he forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh, then he has to go back to the beginning of the Bracha because he has a chiyuv to eat a pas because of Suda Shabbos. And the Ra'or rejects this because he says he doesn't have to be chosen varach. The chiyuv suda here is not because of Rosh Chodesh, but because of Shabbos. And he mentioned Shabbos, he didn't omit Rosh Chodesh. And the Rashba is really a pella. You know, we have to really think very hard and long to figure out this Rashba. Elameyata, Ravidi comes back and he asks Rav Amram, according to your explanation, Shabbos is yom tovim to lo sagi to lo ochil. Is hachinami ditoy hadar? A person has to eat a sudas pas on Shabbos and Yontif. Is therefore, if he makes a mistake and he omits mention of Yalav Yovo of Yontif or Ritzei of Shabbos, he has to be chosel tchilas habracha amalei in. That's in fact exactly what the din is. So the Gemara says, the Omer of Shila Barav, Ta, if he omits Ritzei or Yal V'Yovo in Birkas HaMazon, Chozel Rosh. He's got to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. And Ravidi comes back and he asks, Va Omer of Hun Omer Rav Ta, V'lo Hizkir Shal Shabbos V'Yontu Birkas HaMazon, Omer Baruch Shal Nosan. What happened to the replacement Bracha? And Rav Amram told him, as we could guess, Lav Itmar Law, didn't we learn in the Beis Medrash, Lo Shanu Ella Shelo Pasach B'Tova Meitiv, Aval Pasach B'Tova Meitiv, Chozel Rosh. And that's what we discussed earlier, just to repeat. Once you have a Sima Bracha, it's like Sima Tefillah, you have to go back to the beginning of Birkas HaMazon. But as long as you haven't started HaTova Meitiv, you could add that extra Bracha because you haven't yet been Messiah. Now the Mishnah says that Kam Mizamna Kazais Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ad Kebeisa. So we now have Machlokes Tanoim, and Tosus Dibra Maskel Ad points out that even though the Mishnah frames this Machlokes in a language of Ad Kama Mizamnin, but nevertheless Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is much more fundamental, and that is, what's the shear of chiyuv for Birkas HaMazon? According to Rabbi Meir, if you eat a kezayis of pas, you're chayiv in Birkas HaMazon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not chayiv until you eat a shear of kebetza. The Mishnah mentions the machlokas as far as zimun, in order to tell us an additional chidush, that according to Rabbi Meir, if you eat a shear of kezayis, you're chayiv even in zimun, not just in Birkas HaMazon. Rashi in the Mishnah, back on Daf Mem Hey, seems to indicate that the Machlokas is only Le'inyan Zimun. As far as Birkas HaMazon, because everybody agrees that if he ate a Kezayis, he's Chayiv in Birkas HaMazon. The Gemara says the following, isn't there a stira between our Mishnah and the words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in Masechta Sofrim? L'meimra, should we say the Rabbi Meir chashuv le'kizayis? According to Rabbi Meir, the shear of kizayis is chashuv, and therefore he holds that when a person eats kizayis, he's chayiv in zimun. Rabbi Yehuda, what's chashuv is the shear of kibetza, and therefore if a person eats a kibetza, then and only then is he chayav in zimun. For ibcha shamidale, we heard the exact opposite to snan. We learned in Masechta, I said sofrim, excuse me, I meant to say psachim. If a person is on his way to Shechta Karban Pesach and then he reminds himself that he has chametz in his house, he has to go back to his house and destroy his chametz, but that's only if he has time to get back to the mitzvah. Im lav, if he doesn't have time to get back to the mitzvah on time, then bevat lo belibo, he recites bittul, and that's enough. And that protects him from bayirah bayimotzeh. V'chein, mi sheyotzim Yerushalayim v'nizkar shehoy biyado b'sar kodesh, he's got meat of Kodshim Kalim, which becomes posel the moment he leaves Chomos Yerushalayim, psul yotze. And after that, he's going to have to burn the Kodshim. Im avar tsofim, when is it considered that he left the Chomos Yerushalayim? When he left a place which is called tsofim, then sofer he has to burn the Kodesh bim komo, wherever he is, wherever he finds himself, and he realizes, oh no, I have Kodshim, because he's already far from Yerushalayim, and the Chacham were not matriach him to go back to Yerushalayim once he's at Tzofim, v'yam lav, but he hasn't gotten to Tzofim yet. Chozer v'sorfo, he goes back to Yerushalayim to burn these Kodshim shesh and nifsul biyotze lifnei habira me'atzei amarocha. He's got to go back to the place called Bira, and there he burns the Kodshim on the Atzei Maroch, the Atzei Hegdesh, which were designated L'tzorach HaMaroch for the purpose of the Eish HaMizbeach. Let's just point out that the reason why you have to burn these Kodshim Shenifslu B'yotzei in Yerushalayim Dafka is because of the pasuk in Vayikra Vav V'chol Chatos Asher Yuva Midom El Ol Moed L'chaper B'kodesh Lo Tochal B'Eish Tizrov. And the Chachomim Darshin in Masechta Pesachim Chav Dalet from the words B'kodesh B'Eish Tizrov B'Tisarev is that he has to burn P'suya Mikdoshim in the Kodesh in the place of Achila. And Tosus there Pesachim points out that how is it possible L'chalik B'zeh Im Avar Tzofim Olo? How can you make this distinction whether he passed the place called Tzofim? He's got to go back to the place of Achila and he's got to burn it. So Tosa says that as far as Dorais is concerned, he can burn the Basar anywhere. We don't have the drasha of Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisarov, only with regard to Psuli Kodshim Kodshim and Imurim Kodshim Kala. But as far as Shar Kodshim, that Necholim Lazorim, we don't have that Chiyuv of burning P'suli HaMikdoshim in Yerushalayim. Chachomim made a gzera, and they required it even in these cases that he should burn it in Yerushalayim. They were choshesh that if he burns it out of Yerushalayim, he's going to come to burn even Kodshim Kalim outside of Yerushalayim b'chol makom. However, if he's rachok Yerushalayim, then the Chachomim say, we're not going to be matriach you to go all the way back. And the Tzam Sofer explains that even Rashi agrees to Tosus. The Rashba also here says that this chiyuv of burning it Yerushalayim is not midoraisa, and the reason why Chachamim were matzrich chazora to burn it in the bira, meaning in Yerushalayim, haynu kidei levaisho al shlo nizar b'shmiras basar kodesh v'otzio michutz Yerushalayim. Now we said that there's a place on the Har HaBayis which is called Bira. In truth, that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in Masechta Pesachim, because although Rabbi Yochanan says that Bira is a certain place, Reish Lakish holds that Kol HaBayis Karui Bira, the entire Beis HaMikdash is called Bira. In any event, there's Machlokas HaMoroim in Pesachim. Why should he burn it on the Atzei Marocha, these psulim that were Yotze, that was possibly Yotze? According to Rav Yosef, the reason is Kadesha lo yavayish es misha ein lo eitzim b'shal atzma. We don't embarrass someone who doesn't have the money to buy eitzim. Rava says the reason is mipnei chashad, that if he was to burn it with his own eitzim, and he'll take what's left over to his house, people will be choshed him that he's taking away from Hegdesh. Now, before we do the Mishnah in Psachim, let's just read the Gemara here. Ad kama chozrim, what's the shear of, let's say, Basar Kodesh, for which he has to be chozer back to Yerushalayim in order to burn them? We have a similar question with regard to chametz. And the Mishnah brings machlokas tanoim on this very point. Rabbi Meir Omer, ze v'ze, in both chametz and basar kodesh, the shear for which you have to be chozer is kibetza. If you have less than a shear of kibetza, then there's no chiv chazor. He could mevatel his chametz belibo, or he could burn his basar kodesh bimkomo. Rabbi Yehuda happens to say, no, ze v'ze, whether it's both chametz, in the case where he reminds himself that he left chametz behind, or it's the case of basar kodesh, where he reminded himself that he's carrying with him basar kodesh, the shear for which he's tzarich lavar is b'kezayis. And if he ate a kezayis, then, I'm sorry, not if he ate a kezayis, I shouldn't say that, but if the chametz is a kezayis, or the basar kodesh is a kezayis, then that's enough to be mechayev him in chazor. He has to go back to Yerushalayim to burn the chametz in his house, or to burn basar kodesh. In any event, we see clearly from this Mishnah that Rabbi Meir holds that the shir chashuv is kibetza. Rabbi Yehuda says the shir chashuv is kizayis, which is just v'na'ufachu. It's just the opposite of these shitas in our Mishnah. On Rabbi Yochanan, muchlefes hashita. We have to switch around the shitas atanoim, and the girsa should be ad kama mizamnin, ad kibetza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad kizayis, which would mean that the words of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim fit perfectly here and there. There's no discrepancy whatsoever. So let's just review the stira. What is a chashav shir? When is it considered a chefza that has chashivas to? Is the shir the minimum shir kibetz, or is it kizayis? Well, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir is pushing the envelope for kizayis, and Rabbi Yehuda kibetza. That's our Mishnah as far as Zimun and Berkas HaMazon. Here, in the context of the shir for chametz or b'sar kodesh, for which you have to go back in order to burn them, in the case of chametz, go back to your house, in the case of b'sar kodesh, go back to Yerushalayim, we have the exact opposite. We find that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says kizayis, that's the shir chashuv, and Rabbi Meir says the shir chashuv is kibetza, and everything is upside down. Om Rabbi Yochanan muchlefes hashita. We're going to have to change around the names of the Tanoim in our Mishnah. The Girsa should be Ad Kama Mizamnin Ad Kibetza, that Rabbi Meir is the first Shita who says Kibetza, and then he's consistent with his Shita in B'sar Kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Kizayis, and he's consistent with his Shita about Chametz. And now we have a perfect Hatama, perfect reconciliation between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Psachim. Now, for your own knowledge, you know, the Mishnah in Psachim has a third day, or the Chachamim hold, that there's a difference between Basar Kodesh and Chametz. In the case of Basar Kodesh, to go back to Yerushalayim, it's a Kezayis. In the case of Chametz, to go back to your house, it's Kibetz. And Tosus explains over there in Psachim, quoting Yerushalmi, that since Basar Kodesh doesn't have a Takana Bebitul, therefore Abonu Machmir and Shi'uro, more than Chametz, where at least on a Daraisa level there is bittul, and therefore they weren't mechayev you in Sreifas Chometz, according to Chachamim, unless you have a shear of kibetza. Abai Omer Liolam Lo Tepuch. Abai says that I can reconcile this contradiction without changing the shitos, and we're going to suggest the following, that let's be mechalik between the svaros and the machlokas here and the machlokas there in Masechta Psachim. And he explains the following. Hacha, over here, Bekroi Pligi, with regard to the Chiv of Birkas HaMazon, it says, V'yachalta v'sivat v'achta s'ashem al-kech al-oretz ha-tov ha-shanosan loch. And we derive the Chiv Birkas HaMazon for that posk, Rabbi Meir Sovar, V'yachalta zo achila, v'savata zo shtia, and therefore, achila is classic achila, and in Kol Tarkula Achilas Kizayis, and Yechayiv in Zimun and Birkas Amos and if Yedi Kizayis. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar V'Achalta V'Savot Achilas Sheyesh Bo Svia V'Yezo Zu. What is this, an Achila that satiates you? It's Kibetza. You need a larger shear of Kibetza. The Rosh Hashi asks the obvious question. I mean, is a person really satiated when he eats a kibetza? But rather it means that the sheer sphere really is subjective and it depends on each individual. At what does he feel at that moment? He may feel satiated with a smaller amount, but we can set up a standard in objective uniform terms that the all of a person who eats an achilas kibetza, he could become sovea. Less than that, it's hard to believe that he'd be sovea. However, there's a shita here, the shiboli aleket, that the shear of kibetza is what's called svias goron, which means that the goron is full and has, so to speak, a satiation in quotation marks from the shear of achilas kibetza. Because we have a principle called Ein Beis Hablio Machzik Vasachas Yoser Mikabetza, and that's a sugi in Yuma and Yoma Daf Pe. Now, the reason for the drush of Rabbi Meir that the Pasuk V'achalta is referring to Achila V'Savata is referring to Shsia is because in the previous Pasuk, the Torah mentions the Shivas Haminim, and including the Shivas Haminim are Necholim, for example, Chitu Sa'ora, and there's Gefen Vizayis, which is Midi Deshtia. So therefore, when it says afterwards V'achalta V'Savot, it's coming to tell us a klal for the bracha that includes all the different types of Shivas Haminim, the two different categories, namely both Achila and Shasiya. So Rabbi Meir darshins v'savatu beirachta as far as shesia is concerned. There's a chiyuv min haTorah, according to Rabbi Meir, to be mevarech bracha mein shalosh on shesia. What kind of shesia? Number one, shesias yayin. And number two, a shesia of shivas haminim. They would require a bracha mein shalosh, which means that there's a chiyuv da'oraisa. Now, it's very interesting because we've been talking Achila in terms of three brachos. When we get to Shasiya, whether it's Yayin or Shivas Haminim, we're talking about Shmei'en Shalosh. But we're assuming that this is all Doraisa. Now, the Nafkamina here is for a person who has a Sofek, if he made the bracha, he didn't make a bracha. Is even though in all brachas that are derabanan, we say Sufik brachas lahakel, we don't go back and we make the bracha in the case of Sufik, but in Birkas HaMazon, we have to go back because of Sufik Doraisa l'chumra. And now that's going to apply even to bracha me'ein shalosh. Because that too is Doraisa, as we see from a mayor who has a pasuk for Shasiya. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Yachalta Savot Achilas Sheyesh Bo Svia, that's Kibetza, and therefore you're not chayv in Zimun unless you eat a shear of Kibetza. And Tosus says that even though there's Machlokas Tanoim in how to understand this Pasuk, it doesn't mean that these Tanoim hold that if you eat a Kizayas or Kibetza, you're chayv in Birkas HaMosim in HaTorah, because the shear Chiyuv is ad shi sova onam legam, until he becomes sovea. And that we saw earlier on Daf Chofam in Beis in the famous drush of Rav Avira, who says that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the Malachi Ashores v'chilo esa ponim liYisrael, I told them yechaltu v'savata irachta, and they were medagdik and they accepted a chumran themselves to be mevarech b'kizayis or kibetza. So the machlokes tanoim here is as far as kizayis or kibetza, only as far as the chiyuv shir for birkas hamazon derabbanan. As far as doraisa is concerned, you need svia mamish. That is the sheet of Tosis Dimer Maskel Rebbe. The Rashba disagrees, and he holds that according to Abaye, who holds that the machlokes is in bir mikros, and the halacha is kemoso, because he, Abai, is the Akron, then behechrech, we have to say that they hold that the Shir Kezayis Kebetz is min Torah, and the drush of Rav Avira back on Daf Chof and Beis is Lo Nechleku Elinyan Chiyuv Dirabanan, and that has to do with the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan and our Sugya, who said Muchlefes Hashita, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no machlok between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about drushes hamikros. And also the Mardechai says that the machlokis is in the Shir Chiyuv Min HaTorah, and he quotes the Ireim, who says that since we paskin like Rabbi Meir that V'yachalta Zachilis Kizayis, therefore, according to that Shita, as far as the Josh of Visavata and Shasia, we're going to say that a person is achayev in Birkas HaMos Min HaTorah if he eats, unless he eats when he is, let's say, well, let's talk about drinking, when he's drinking because he's Tzomei L'mayim, and he cannot be motzi achirim who ate kidei svir bebirkas hamazon because his kiv is only drabonah and nechayv min haTorah. And the Gemara now offers the following explanation for the machlokas in psachim hasam as far as psachim besvara pligi. They're also they're not arguing in psukim but rather in svara. And what is the shir chashivas of a machal that a person should have to go back, in the case of chametz, to burn it, in the case of basar kodesh, to go back to Yerushalayim to burn it? Is Rabbi Meir holds that the shir of chashivas of a dvar machal, as far as chazaroso, of going back to destroy it or to Yerushalayim to destroy it, is ke tumaso, just like the chashivas as far as tumah is concerned. Ma tumaso, what's the shir of tumah of a dvar machal? It's kebeitza. And here we have to know about Rabbeinu Tam, maybe we'll mention it a little bit later, but it's the Shir of Kibetza. And Rabbi Yehuda Savar Isuro, Chazaroso Ki Isuro, the Shir of Chazor, to go back and burn it, is the Shir of Isur. And what's the Shir of Isur? Chametz or Basar Kodesh, as far as Achil is concerned, it's Bekizayis, is Af Chazaroso Bekizayis. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds that the Shir of Chashivus for Chazor L'Sreifa is Kituma also, and Tuma is Bekebeitza. Now in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Aleph, there's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. He holds that a Dvar Machl is not Makabel Tuma unless it has the Shear of a Kebeitza. And this Gemara now is understood very well. Rashi, however, not here but in Psochim, disagrees, and he says that the Shear of Machl is a Kolshu, even a Kolshu of Machl is Makabel Tuma. Then we have to explain our Gemara here, lenient Tuma, as some other concept. I don't know. Bazeh, it's letame acherim, maybe it means that as far as to be mekabel Tuma, even a mashu is mekabel Tuma, but as far as to be metame something else, you need a shir choshuv. And a dvar machel is not metame another machel unless it has a shir of kibetza. Now, since the din of chazorah is not min haTorah, it's only vidirei chachamim, because as far as the Torah is concerned, all he has to do is bittul, and as far as Basar Kodesh is concerned, he can burn it in its place. Therefore, Rabbi Meir holds that the chachamim agree that the shir of chazorah is equal to the shir of tumas ochlin. That just like the shir of tumas ochlin is kibetza, so too the shir for which you have to go back in order to destroy it is kibetza. And this leads us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis. Ketzad Mizamnin. What's the Nusach of the Birchas HaZimun? What should the Mizamnin say to the Mesubim when he invites them to join him in the Bracha? And the Mishnah answers the following. Bishlosh, if there's a Zimun of Shlosha, Omer, Nevarech, Shachalim, Mishalo. If the Zimun is Bishlosha Vahu, in other words, he is addressing three people, Omer, Barchu, Shachal, Mishalo. In other words, since there's a Shir Zimun without him, then he could say Barchu. However, if the Shir of Zimun is only together with him, then he says Nevarech. In other words, only when we put them all together for a Zimun, including the Mezamein, then we say Nevarech. But if on the other hand we have already a shir zimun minus the mezamin is number four, then we say baruch shachalnu mishalo. Now, if let's say we need him plus the other two, there's three sach hakol, then if he would say barchu, it would seem to imply that even the other two can be mezamin. That's what Tosus Divrei Maaseh B'Shlosha points out. Now, basara, if we're talking about zimun basara, then the mezamin has to add the omer nevarech Elokeinu shachal mishalo. He mentions the name of God. And Tosus Divrei Maaseh Nevarech says that we don't say nevarech Elokeinu with lamed, because the lamed is is nichtav b'samach l'shem Hashem only b'mokum shir v'odoya, like shiru l'Hashem or hodu l'Hashem. But with regard to bracha, we never found l'Hashem, but rather we should say nevarech Elokeinu, not l'Elokeinu but Elokeinu. And that's the way it's paskined in Shulchan Aruch. Now, the reason why we add Elokeinu in the case of Asara is because the Shechina Shoro, whenever there's Asara, and that's based on the Pasuk Mikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael, and the Levush writes that we derive from the Pasuk of Makelos Baruch Elokim, that Dafka B'Kahal V'Eidah, the Hainu Asara, then we make a bracha with Askaras Elokeinu, Makelos Baruch Elokeinu, but not less than 10. Now, the Mishnah brings another opinion about what happens if there are more than 10 people in the Zimun, and there's another change in the Nusach. Now, we're going to see the Gemara later on in Daf Nun that this part of the Mishnah represents a Dea Cholekes, another opinion against the Reisha. However, the Gaon Mivilna explains that there's no Machlokes at all in the Mishnah, and when the Tana says Achadisre, etc., what he means is anything beyond Asara is we always add a Zimun B'Shem. Let's see what the Mishnah says. B'Meah, there are 100 people who are Omer Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo. So now we add the word Yudke Vavke, another name of God. B'Meah Vehu, if there are 100 without him, he's number 101. Omer, the Mezami says, Baruchu Hashem Elokeinu Shachal Mishalo. Be Elef, if there are 1,000 people, Omer, Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Again, Tosa says you don't say Le Elokeinu, but rather Elokeinu. So Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. And that's in the case of Elef without him. But Elifahu Omer Baruchu, not just Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, but Baruchu Hashem Elokeinu Shei Yisrael, Shechal Mishalo. Beribui, if we have 10,000 people, then he says Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakos, Yoshev HaKruvim Al Amazon, Shechal Beribui, Vehu, if he has 10,000 plus him, he's 10,001. Omer, Baruchu, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakos, Yoshev HaKruvim, Alamozen Shachalnu. Now the Mishnah clarifies the Nusach HaBracha that the Meshivim will recite. Ki'inyan Shehu Mevarech, just like he says, they say, Kach Onim Achrov, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakos, Yoshev HaKruvim, Alamozen Shachalnu. So the Tana uses the example of Ribui of 10,000, but it's true for all the other Nuschos that are above. And the Mishnah continues now to explain the reason why we change the Nusach HaBrach depending upon how many people are in the Zimun. Rabbi Yossi Agli Omer, Lefi Rov HaKol Heim Mevarchim. Now it says, corresponding to the greater call, commensurate, I think, maybe that's a better word, to the greater call, Heim Mevarchim, the bracha becomes longer and more chashuv, Shenemar B'Makelos Baruch Elokim Hashem Mekar Yisrael. And the Makelos is B'Lashon Rabim, and we dorish that L'chol Kol V'Kol, That's why it says b'makelos in Rabin, yesh loshon shonim b'bracha. And as we explained before, there's a chiluk nusach in Zimun between asara, mea, between mea and elef, between elef and ribui, and 10,000. Now before we mention the day of that, if there are asara noshim or more, then there's no shini bracha until we get up to 100. The Mishnah now brings another day, which is Rabbi Akiva. Om Rabbi Akiva, mama tzinu bebeis hakneses, she'echad merubim, v'echad mu'otim. Whether or not there are many people, or the few people, let's few people here would be asara noshim for a minyan, is li'olam, we always say, Omer, the person who gets an aliyah to the Torah should say, Baruch Hu Hashem. And if we don't make a chiluk between mi'utim and merubim for aliyah le'Torah in the bracha, then so too, we don't make a chiluk in the nusach of Birchas Hazimun between merubim and mu'atim. And now that Rabbi Akiva has mentioned the nusach of Baruch Hu that we say in the Beis HaKnesses, the Mishnah mentions a dissenting view as far as the nusach of Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavorach. So Rabbi Akiva has Baruch Hu es Hashem, and Rabbi Shmuel has Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavorach. The reason for Rabbi Shmuel is that if he would say Baruch Hu es Hashem, which is Rabbi Akiva's nusach, it would be mashma that he's excluding himself from the klal. Right? Because Baruch Hu always means that I'm talking to you as a group. And therefore, he should say HaMavorach, and by saying HaMavorach, he's bringing himself back into the klal. So we're going to stop here, and Mirz Hashem will start the Gemara in the next year.